It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling so good. I feel so good.
Greetings and welcome, everybody, to the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show right here. It's the Lifestyle Show on GolfNewsNet.com, thegolfnewsnet.com, streaming and living on all the big podcast platforms. And today, I can't wait to get to it. We have a lot to talk about. We have a big Epson Tour winner yesterday in Sophia Popoff. And I know that Dr. Bob Denny from the PGA of America, historian emeritus, has some other things for us, including nuggets. We've got a PGA of America, the big PGA championship, second major of the year happening. And that's where Craig Renshaw comes in as a PGA professional. And we've got, loads of other things to talk about. We have a little slow play section. I want to talk about Vacay Mode Travel, though. They're helping to bring this segment right now. Go Vacay Mode Travels, plural, govacaymodetravels.com. I want to thank them so much. They're going to be live with me on the next show, so stay tuned for that. Dr. Lanny Johnson is going to join us a little bit later in this show. Make sure you stay tuned. All hour, lots going on. And I want to thank Alicia Villarreal for her real estate expertise in the Rocky Point area. And I'll have Alicia on with me live in the next couple of shows as well. She has her wonderful real estate business functioning, and she is the premier realtor in the Rocky Point, Mexico area. 4 hours from Phoenix. It's Phoenix's oceanfront, we call it, on the Sea of Cortez. Alicia Villarreal, thank you so much for being a part of the show. And of course, I've got to thank CertaFreshCigar.com at CertaFreshCigar.com. All right. So those are our sponsors for this segment. Lots going on. I hope everybody had a wonderful, happy, memorable Mother's Day yesterday. Craig, Mother's Day for you, 15 seconds.
Well, my mother was in St. Louis. We had a nice, enjoyable day here in Phoenix. And nobody got hurt, so that was a good thing.
Nobody got hurt, Dr. Bob. What about it?
Well, I always remember my mom because I also believe something that Martin Keimer said years ago after he won a tournament on Mother's Day. He says, to me, every day is Mother's Day. And I always believe that myself.
Isn't that wonderful that every day is a holiday? Every day is Mother's Day. Every day is whatever holiday is most blessed to you. I think that's fabulous. And of course, my little mom too, who I lost a few years ago. We think about her every day, as we all do, who have lost our moms. All right, very good. Now, let's get right on it here. Craig, Sepp Straka, my buddy, wins out there at the Truist. What about it? He beat my other favorite player, Shane Lowry. I mean, it's tough when you're pulling for people. It really is tough at the Philadelphia Cricket Club when both guys are a couple of your favorite players.
Yeah, it was a nice event. Sepp played very, very well. So did Shane. He just didn't have it all together the last couple holes, actually. Last three holes, he was a little shaky. And Sepp played really good. He looked very comfortable being in the lead or near the lead the whole time he was there. And he played arguably the best golf. I mean, he didn't look very stressed at all. So
he
It's a really good sign when you're a player that you look comfortable in a position that you're not there all the time with. So it was a nice appearance. Good win. Gives him good
$700
for this week at Quail Hollow, I guess.
700 FedEx Cup points. $3.6 million. It's an elevated event. And JT was right there along with Shane. You know, Shane played so well, Bob, but he really, really did. And you saw it on his face after he putted out at 18. I mean, they zoomed in on him and you just saw how he was just sick. He was sick at what happened to him. Tell us about it.
Well, I think a lot of things have to do with the way those par threes are set up. Not just the 95 yard par three, but the 253 yard par three. I think it was a 16th hole, and that's a brute, especially with the type of greens that they have and the shape of those greens. They're not wide angle greens. Those are almost, sometimes I almost call them rectangles, the way they've set up. And Jim Nance made a comment on the air on Saturday, which I agree with, because on that golf course, I've played it many times, a 3-foot putt is a challenge. It's, you really have to be thinking well, and it may not look like it's going to be breaking the way it does. So it's going to, it takes a lot of schooling on that Tillinghast golf course. And I think the members were at least saying, you know, we don't mind giving up our course for this event, for this one. And we saw, you know, people struggling to finish. And that's the way I think it turned into that kind of a championship.
Craig, there's been a lot of talk about par three holes, and you know, I read a lot of comments by, you know, the amateurs, the recreational players, people that follow the various social media platforms yesterday. And it seems that golfers love these short little par threes, and the most famous par threes in history, Bob will help us, but they tend to be small. They tend to be short. But they also tend to be very difficult. You look at the postage stamp hole. You look at Pebble Beach at 7. You look at, you know, yesterday. Par three holes that are small can give you fits.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And I mean, if you're going to have a short hole, the margin for error is going to be pretty, pretty small. So, you know, once again, when you're dealing with professionals and their ball striking ability, the longer the hole, a lot of times you think it makes it easier. But the greens get bigger and the slopes get less. When you have a short hole, you have a really tiny area, and the greens usually get a lot trickier, which, you know, in a lot of ways, evens the field out a lot of ways. So I like it. I like the best part of that. I played that golf course one time. The thing that I like the most about it is that all the par threes are totally different lengths.
Yeah,
you just don't see that in many different places.
That's true.
So mm-hmm. So Sepp and I were texting back and forth, and I said, I think by now I'm going to for sure see you on Long Island at the Ryder Cup. Now, Sepp is an American citizen, grew up in Atlanta, but he's also an Austrian citizen, and he plays for Austria, as he did in the Ryder Cup a year and a half ago, when Europe was victorious in Rome. And I was there, interviewed him, and he's such a wonderful young man. He is a big guy. He is built like a pillar, a Roman column. And you look at him get ready for a drive, Craig, and he spreads his feet out a good probably 2 feet. I think beyond his shoulders, which are broad, and he just hauls off, and it's like a rocket to another planet when he hits that ball. Tell me a little bit about Sepp Straka, and what do you like about what he's doing? I like his short game, but I sure love how he hits that ball.
Well, I mean, he's won. He continues to win. He puts himself in position. He's played well for the last 4 or 5 months, truthfully, Ray. I mean, this is the first that he's won. I mean, he's put himself in position. We've seen him continue up on a leaderboard. You know, just a really good player. And whether he's able to take this to a next level, we don't know, or if he's somebody who's going to keep himself continually on the leaderboards. Yep. You know, he's a good driver of the golf ball, good iron player. His short game looks pretty solid. I haven't been able to really fine tune a whole lot, but he looked very solid on the greens the other day. He looked very comfortable and relaxed, except for a little bit of the finish. As I was telling a friend today, he's just a bigger version of Stuart Sink, in my opinion, when you stand there and watch him.
He's a big kid, I'll tell you that. And he knows how to play golf. And I'm so proud of him. He was on my television show. We did a full episode with him a couple of years back. He used to wear Squares golf shoes. I'll tell you what, he's unbelievable. Alternative PGA, one flight at Myrtle Beach. Dr. Bob, Ryan Fox out of New Zealand, 300 FedEx Cup points. He won $720,000 to Sepp Straka's 3.6 million. And we've got Ryan Fox winning in a playoff against McKenzie and Harry Higgs. What do you make of this alternative event?
Well, they play at a course that I really know pretty darn well. The dunes, because
that's why I called on you.
That's where the Golf Writers Association of America Championships have been for many years, and that to me is one of the trickier golf courses I've ever played, and it rewards you, but boy, you better be on your game from the 10th tee all the way up to the 14th, and it's got the dogleg right across Alligator Alley, I call it, and this par 5, and it's an amazing test of golf. But all credit to Ryan Fox for that, and anybody that wins on that dunes course earns it. That's all I can say.
What do you make of Ryan Fox as a player?
Oh, I think he's just like the other guys in the depth charts that we have on the tour. I think he's going to be he has a chance to be, solid in any place he may be. And Mackenzie Hughes always does too. I think they all have a chance.
Does this win for Ryan, though, does this put him back up into being able to qualify and play in elevated events? We need to find that out.
That's a good question.
Look, if we don't look, I'm not putting anybody on the spot. Let's find out, and we'll talk about it on Great American Golf this coming Saturday morning. But let's do a little research and find out if he's back in the love.
If he wins an alternate event, that you're saying.
If he wins this alternate event, does that put him back in to being able to play in elevated events? We know what it does with him for points and all that jazz.
He's in the PGA Championship if he hasn't qualified otherwise. We know that. So
okay. Yeah. All right. And we're going to get to that in just a minute. All right. Listen, we had the ladies out there. Bob, help us with the LPGA Tour. We had some ladies playing some great, great, great golf. Thitticole wins. Tell us about it.
Gino Thitticole, I think it's her fifth win overall in her career. She is a very solid player, very consistent. I give her all the credit in the world. Bogey free, I guess, on the final day at Jersey City at Liberty National. I just feel that she's going to be very solid for the rest of the way for other majors down the way. I think that this is just her breaking through to win one on in front of a bigger audience with some great players. And I just felt that she was solid, and she had a 64, I believe, on her Saturday round. Does that sound right? And then she came back and she just handled that like it was nothing. I just looked like it almost made it was like a boring stroll for her.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that's what's going on. And then, of course, we had the Epson Tour here in Scottsdale, Arizona, out at the TPC Champions Course. I was there yesterday to interview one of my favorite female players over years and years and years. I just absolutely enjoy being around Sophia Popoff. And I was pulling for her all day yesterday. She was victorious in the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic. I was there. We did a video together. after her victory. Her mom and dad were there. She was on my TV show a few years ago. She is the LPGA Tour AIG Women's British Open champion from a few years ago. We did a full episode with her. You can go to my YouTube channel at Match Play TV and watch that episode with her that we filmed here in Phoenix. And you can go there along with Facebook at Match Play TV and watch the video that I did with her yesterday. It's a 3-minute video, and that video is up on Facebook and my YouTube site, Match Play TV. But let's have a listen now to the champion, Sophia Popov. Here she is for a couple of 3 minutes.
Greetings and welcome everybody to the Scottsdale TPC Champions Course here on Mother's Day. And I'm with one of my favorite female golfers in the world. She's known all over the world for her wonderful Women's British Open win a few years ago. She's also known and famous because she has a million-dollar smile. And she is our champion today on the Epson Tour here at the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic. Of course, I'm talking about Sophia Popov.
Hi.
Sophia, since you and I saw each other last, you have been married and you have your beautiful baby. I believe you said her name is Maya.
Yes.
What a cool name, Maya.
Yes.
And you're holding the trophy today on Mother's Day. How appropriate. Tell the folks, how you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice now. I feel like the pressure's off. It's just, you know, obviously it's the nicest thing to win on Mother's Day. I only get that opportunity once a year, and to have my daughter here, you know, I really wanted to get it done down the stretch. So obviously a lot of nerves involved, and just super happy to, you know, have been able to do it in front of friends and family.
Well, and I think the purse may have been one of the other reasons that drew you to come back here and play on the Epson Tour as well. Carlisle Company is making a huge investment in women's golf and women in the business workplace. In the community. What about this purse?
Yeah, it's obviously the largest purse in Epson Tour history, and it's the largest purse I've ever played for on Epson Tour. Obviously, I've played a couple seasons out here, and I know it just, you know, it means so much to us players that, you know, having companies like Carlisle supporting us and supporting women's golf, it just means a lot. I think for the girls, especially on Epson Tour, the whole year can be such a grind, and to be able to make a bigger check at least this 1 week is a big deal.
It is a big deal, and they've done an amazing job. And also, Sophia, just talk to the folks a little bit about you, your game. You played stellar golf all week, and you're heading back to the LPGA.
Correct, yeah. You know, it's nice. It's a home game for me here. So I think at the beginning of the year, kind of going into LPGA season with a little less status than usual, I kind of had this in the back of my head. I was like, I think I want to play. It's a home game. And in 2 weeks, I'll be back on LPGA playing Mexico and the US Open and playing a full season out there. So it was nice to, you know, get an Epson event under my belt and a win too with that, obviously at home is, yeah, just amazing.
It's just amazing. Sophia, thank you so much for being on my television show. Everybody go to Match Play TV. Go to my YouTube site there using Match Play TV. Find Sophia Popov's television episode that we did a few years ago. Fantastic episode, a lot of fun, filmed right here in the Phoenix area. And then also you'll be seeing this video up on some social media channels. Sophia Popov, thank you so much.
Thank you.
My goodness, I just have to give you a hug.
Thanks for having me.
There she is, Sophia Popov. Thanks, folks. Keep following me, Match Play TV.
All right, Sophia Popov talking about winning on Mother's Day, guys, and how important that is now that she's a new mom. Just her whole family, friends, everybody out there. How important is that to a player? She said, I've checked off a box because now my daughter has been here to see me win. And that's a big deal to a player, man or woman, PGA Tour, DP World Tour, it doesn't matter, LPGA, to have your children watch you win and be there when you accept the trophy. It's a big deal, Bob.
Oh yeah. Fantastic. I look at the depth on this LPGA tour, and I look at and also look on the Epson tour, And I just think that there's just a fine line between the two. There's going to be some that can cross over. She definitely has the talent to make that make a dent in on the LPGA tour. Some people are spacing out their travel schedules on the LPGA. Some are not in tremendous health. I've heard for a few, so they have to space it out. We got the Women's Open coming in another week,
Yep.
so it's. It'd be interesting to see how some of these players that are not the ones that we've been talking about for the last 6 weeks from Asia, see how the other ones from around the world can make a dent.
Absolutely. All right, Craig. PGA Championship. You are a PGA of America. You're a noted instructor, a longtime member of the PGA of America, and we have your big major championship coming up this week. What about it? Give me some of your overall thoughts.
Well, the history of Quail Hollow, for the most part, they've made the golf course bigger and bigger and bigger. I think you need to be a long driver of the golf ball to survive out there. It'll be interesting to see what we get as far as players that make their way to the top. You need to be obviously a good putter, but I think it's going to require somebody to drive the golf ball really, really well and take advantage of some of the pinched off areas and whether or not you can drive the golf ball a little farther than a lot of the players. And it seems like, obviously with Rory's success and other people that have played well there, the farther you drive the golf ball there, the better you play.
All right, let's talk about slow play. Not in conjunction with the PGA Championship, but we're doing segments all the time about slow play. And I know Dr. Bob has really zeroed in on that. He has made that part of his whole thing. And I know he has nuggets for us. And Bob, if you've got any nuggets, just interrupt me and tell me I've got a nugget. But let's zero in on what Lucas Glover said. I read this the other day, and I got to tell you that Lucas is, I tell you, he's something else. He really does have some comments. Here's what he said. And they said, are 76 or 7,700 yard courses or 7,100 yard courses, better for professional tour golf? And he said, when the two US Open winners went around in 3 hours as a Tucson, a Tucson, that's a city in Arizona, folks, sorry, as a twosome, they played in 3 hours. They did it again Sunday. A 7,100 yard course, Craig, plays faster than a 7,600 course. He said, golf is a walking sport. When Tillinghast designed this course, the greens and the tees were close together. Land was not an issue back then in the early 1920s, but golf was meant for walking. So, of course, you had the greens and the tees close together. So, when you listen to what he's saying, is it true that? Well, he goes on a little bit more. He said, if you look at the cricket club, we have a pitch shot par three where the cover is 100 yards. You have a 250 yard uphill par three where one side is death, and you have two par threes that are in between four different clubs. Look at the second hole. I played it a five wood in a sand wedge. Wyndham Clark is longer than I am and hit driver right up to the green. We both made threes. The architect gives you so many choices. At Quail Hollow, we'll be hitting it pretty much everywhere the same place. So do 7,100 yard courses play quicker than 7,600? And by the time you get to the golf course, Craig, you're set up for the fall. You're going to play slower golf.
Obviously, if you walk, 500 yards less, that it's going to be quicker. I don't know that that means it's going to be that much quicker. I think a large part of it is...
Well, a 500-yard hole is 4 strokes. So now you're looking at another 15 to 20 minutes easy.
But it's where they never play a golf course fully tipped out. So that's, you can tell me it's 7,600 yards and it doesn't mean that it's playing 7,600 yards. They could have it at 72. I don't think that's the bigger distance. Yes, that makes a difference. Don't get me wrong, but I don't think that's the biggest difference as to why they're playing slow. They play slow because they just don't walk. They take too much time. That's the problem with their issue right there. And the same clubs, it should be easier in that point of view because they shouldn't have to be making so much decisions because they're playing the same club all the time.
Did Bryson DeChambeau win at LIV, Bob?
The last outing, yes, he did win it. Yes.
Well, I saw him raise a hoist is the word.
That was before the Truist. Yeah.
Well, all right. Mm-hmm. I changed something quickly, Craig, because I think your comments are fabulous. I think they're right on. I think that when you put out tee times 8 and 10 minutes apart, you're going to slow a play. I think if you use range finders, you're going to slow a play because you're still going to consult your caddy. And I think if you have a 7,600 yard course versus a 7,100, you're going to slow a play. Now, that's just my opinion. What do I know? I'm a humble correspondent, but I can't wait to hear from Dr. Lanny, who is on standby. He's going to weigh in here in just a few minutes. And all these other recreational golfers that are writing to me right now, I've got about 15 emails pouring in at me, and I don't have time to read them. I will do that. I'll consolidate them, and we'll come back Saturday morning for Great American Golf with that. All right. Dr. Bob, PGA Championship, what do you think?
Okay. First of all, I'd like to give a little bit about Quail Hollow, then I'd lead into a nugget for Ray.
Yep.
Quail Hollow is the second PGA Championship course to be played and overseed in recent history. Kiel Island in 2021 was the last. It has 61 bunkers, which are the fourth fewest of among the current being played on the PGA Tour. Augusta National had 44. Last week, the Truist Championship had the most bunkers, 118 bunkers.
Holy mackerel, Andy. Okay.
Yes. So that was unique. I'm leading into a little nugget, which is probably the pun is intended, Ray. So, and it really based about the history that's happened at around Quail Hollow. And I think it'd be interesting if I could just pull this up for you. Okay. 211 years and tales of riches separated two young men in Charlotte. One was a 12-year-old Conrad Reed, who in 1799 waded into a creek on the family farm in Cabarrus County, some 33 minutes north of Quail Hollow. Young Conrad pulled a 17-pound rock up to the bank. That rock was identified to contain a gold nugget. Too bad that Conrad's family, after using that nugget rock 3 years as a doorstop, traded it in for $3.50 to a local jeweler. Word leaked out, and Conrad's find ignited a Carolina gold rush.
Wow.
Our other young man, Rory McIlroy, was a rising 20-year-old prodigy from Northern Ireland in 2010. He bounced and bobbed as he marched the fairways of Quail Hollow with curly locks stuffed under his cap. Well, as you remember, the last round of that 2010 event in Quail Hollow, he shot a 62.
Yep.
He pulled a 1.62-ounce golf ball out of a hole, and he ignited a Grand Slam career.
We're going to be back in just a minute with Dr. Bob Denny, Dr. Lanny Johnson, and Dr. Craig Renshaw. We'll just go ahead and elevate you, Craig. Everybody needs to be doctors today, right? And Craig is, of course, our noted PGA professional from the PGA of America. We'll be back in just a moment. Hang on with me as we go out to some very special announcements. You're going to want to listen to these because they're going to help your game. You're going to love the products, and you're going to love what they do for you. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling so good. I feel so good.
Welcome back to the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, everybody. Thank you so much for being with me, Dr. Bob Denny, Craig Renshaw, and Dr. Lanny's coming on in just a minute. Hang on, everybody. This segment is brought to you by Ashworth-Golf.com. I'm wearing Ashworth clothes everywhere I go. The golf man is back. Freddie Couples is back. I'm back. And Ashworth, you know, when I get ready to go play a round of golf and I put on my Ashworth clothes, I have a lot of room to work with, but I'm very fashionable. Yeah, I look good and I feel good. And I can't wait to get out there in these shirts and these pants and these sweaters and the outerwear they have. Fabulous. Ashworth-golf.com, folks. And don't forget to get to tourage.com. I'm going to be having Tim Clark, the president of Tourage, on with me very soon. And of course, the founder of Squares Golf Shoes, Bob Winskiewicz. All of that coming and more. Thanks for joining and becoming back and coming back with us right now. All right, Craig, who wins the PGA Championship?
Oh, golly.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me just put it on you.
I'll be boring and go Scotty Scheffler.
Well, you know, and go ahead, Bob. Who wins it?
I'm going to say somebody from Europe. How's that?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I met a guy yesterday whose name is Ludwig. He's from Germany. And he does RV rentals. But I said, well, do you know Ludwig Ober? And he said, no. And I said, well, here's who he is. Oh, my gosh. Of course, I'm going to go find him. So anyway, congratulations again to Sofia Popov on the Epson Tour winning yesterday, to the LPGA Tour, to Thitical, and to the alternative event with Fox, and Sepp Straka winning on the PGA Tour. All of that and so much more going on. Now, let's take a quick moment and let's have the current rankings of the Ryder Cup, because I think Sepp Straka went a long way yesterday to make sure that he was going to be on that European team. He can play on either team he wants, but he's going to play on the European team. Craig, Scotty Scheffler's in first place. Xander, JT, Colin, Bryson, Russell Henley. Those are the top six current points automatic. Then you get down to Novak, McNeely, Harmon, Cantlay, Spahn, English, and Berger. And you can dive deeper and deeper if you want to. But right now, it's Scheffler, Shoffley, JT Collin, and Bryson DeChambeau, and Russell Henley. If you get over to the European Tour, there's a whole lot to look at there as well. But what do you make of our American Ryder Cup team?
Well, I think it's a very solid team. I think, you know, we got three of the four majors still coming up starting this week. That list could and will probably change quite a bit, actually. You know, do I think Scotty's going to change a whole lot? No, he'll still be in the top six. But I think, you know, Xander, I don't think Xander's going anywhere. He'll stay in the top six.
Not going anywhere either.
But I think a lot of these players, you could have somebody that's nowhere close right now and gets hot toward the end and or plays well the next few weeks or whatever and vaults himself into that. So, you know, it's important to watch what happens over the next 6 to 8 weeks, truthfully. And then it'll be how do you hang on or how do you elevate yourself just a little bit. But the next 6 to 8 weeks are what really matter.
And Dr. Bob and Craig, Rory McIlroy, Rory, playing the number one slot for the European Ryder Cup team, along with Shane Lowry. And I'm sure Shane advanced his position yesterday with the second place. Rasmus Højgaard, not a guy that a lot of people talk about, Bob, but there he is in third place with Tyrrell Hatton. Sepp Straka is right there. We know he's going to be on the team, and Justin Rose. Those are in the top six. You get down there below that, though, as far as captain's picks goes, and you're with Aubert, Fleetwood, Dietry, Nicholas Norgaard, Wallace, Cantor, and it goes deep from there. How do you like how this Ryder Cup is shaping up? 30 seconds, Bob.
Well, I said it several times across the last shows. I just think the European candidates have been tremendous this entire year. I think they've been getting ready. They've had a lot of match play opportunities. I thought yesterday was just like another match between two European teammates going at it in Philadelphia Cricket Club. I just think they have a tremendous depth. And I really do think it's going to be tough for the U.S. Team to hold on. And Bethpage, that's my feel.
Well, you know, it's hard for us to win. All right, listen, guys, I appreciate you so much. We're right here. Don't move. Don't breathe. Get ready for your questions because Dr. Lanny Johnson is joining us right now, right here on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Dr. Lanny, welcome. You need no introduction. Everybody knows you as not only a friend of this show, but Great American Golf Television. You've been with me on my TV show. And we know that if they go to medical school and they want to be an orthopedic surgeon, they have to study you. We know that. So let's get to it. Dr. Lanny, I've got to start with some golf. Then we're going to get to what you're doing right now to help us all.
Well, I have golf all ready for you.
Okay, I'm ready. All open. Okay.
1951 National Open, Oakland Hills, 118 traps.
118 what?
Traps.
Oh, yeah.
1951, because you're talking about the incidence of sand traps. I think you've mentioned 118.
Do you like the shorter par threes or the longer, more impossible par threes? What do you like when you go out there and look at golf?
I think it's dependent on the green and the pin placement.
Yeah.
Take a short par three. I think I saw this weekend where if they tuck it over to the right, well, let's say, and you short side, you've got no chance to get par. You can't even get it near the hole. So I think it isn't the length. And golf is pretty much the green complexes. Even though they lengthened Augusta National, everybody knows it's still a putting contest and where your ball's placed.
Absolutely it is. And look at Pebble Beach. And Craig, when you look at the Players' Championship and number 17, that's not a long shot. It's about a 9-iron, right, Craig?
Yeah, it you know, depends on the wind and everything like that. Like I said, I like to be able to, if I play a golf course, I like to have different clubs in my hand. And unfortunately, many golf courses do not require that. Your great golf courses do.
All right, Dr. Landy, let's get back to slow play. Lucas Glover said the longer the course, the slower the play. What about it?
Well, I guess that's true about how far you go, but let's take the best athlete on the Champions Tour, who I think I can call a friend, Langer. He's in great shape, and he's the slowest player out there.
Well, so, and, you know, last week we talked about putting players out, recreational golfers out, 8 or 10 minutes apart. I guess, Craig, that's about the right number. 8, 10, 12, something around 8, 10 minutes apart as far as tee times go. But if you have to play a hole, if they play a hole in 15 to 18 minutes, aren't we automatically slowing up play, Dr. Laney?
Yeah, well, at our course, the problem is that gambling and believing you're playing.
Gambling.
And believing you're playing in the National Open.
Yeah, yeah. Those you find two, a leaf and you watch it blow.
Yeah, I think that those are the two biggest problems. And then at our club, we have at one time one guy that was so notoriously slow that everybody would make sure their tee times were not behind him, even five holes behind him.
Dr. Bob, if you were going to solve slow play in a word, and I think I know what you're going to say, but if you were going to solve slow play in a word on all the tours, what would it be?
Courage. Courage among rules officials.
Well, but that's got to come down though from the top,
and that's the top exactly has... where stuff. Yeah, that means the governing boards of each tour has to show they mean it,
and that means doing what?
Penalizing at the moment.
So
yeah,
you want to give them a stroke or two play, Craig? 15 seconds. What's the answer?
Do what the rules say. Call them on it. I don't, you know, we talked about this the other day. I don't think you give them a warning. You just penalize them.
No warning, penalize them. Just boom. Dr. Laney, slow play. How do we solve it?
It all comes back to money. And so you're not going to penalize a person that brings the audience. So I think they're influenced by that. They have to balance the time, the exposure. The names, you have to have the names there, and that's going to influence whether they penalize people.
So if the marquee players, the big name players that bring whatever viewers are there, although we know viewership is down, but with that said, they're not going to penalize the big name players, are they? They're not going to do that.
Well, why would they?
Mm-hmm. So slow play continues. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll give you an example. In medicine, and I may have said this before, that if we have a medical meeting, the attendance is affected by the recognizable names of the speakers, not by what they're going to talk about or the value they
have. Wow. Yep. Yep. There you go. All right. Speaking of medicine, Dr. Laney, and guys, listen to this, and all you folks out there, my listeners for 25 years, listen to this segment with Dr. Laney Johnson, one of the most brilliant surgeons and medical doctors, maybe in American history. Dr. Laney, what do you have for us?
Well, what I'm working on today is a project that I've been working on for over 20 years. First, I'm going to tell you there's only been one new antibiotic in the last 35 years, or class of antibiotics.
Okay.
We know that we have a problem with bacterial resistance to antibiotics.
Is that what they gave me called Augmentin? Is that it?
Pardon?
Well, they gave me something called Augmentin. Is that the antibiotic you're talking about?
You have to look at it because it's rarely used. They're not common.
Okay, keep going. Keep going.
But what I wanted to point out is that antibiotic resistance is a big problem, and there's only been one new class of antibiotics in 35 years. So we have a major problem and not being solved. Here's the reason why, okay? Number one is that if you cure a disease, there's no money in it.
Hmm.
So what you see is you see that the main, and like take COVID, the big push was to let's have vaccines.
Huh.
Okay, well, we know how good the vaccines were because they were mandated and a high percentage of people took them. And when they were not mandated, 3% of Americans took them. So therefore, we found out how good the public believed they were.
Yep.
So the other thing is that the flu vaccine is 40% effective, but it's pushed by the government, as COVID was, to take it every year. And you understand that the FDA and Big Pharma are business partners. Okay. So there's more money in a vaccine that can be given, whether it's effective or not, annually, than there is an antibiotic that would eliminate the condition and couldn't be given annually. So that's the main reason there's no antibiotics. Of
So
course,
where does that leave us, the call it the patient, the consumer, the one who's wondering, what should I do? Where does that leave us?
vulnerable.
Thank
Okay.
you very little.
Yeah. So what? It's interesting. The Wall Street Journal published an article about antibiotics, and they showed, I think there were 10 companies over the last several years that entered the antibiotic field, and their stocks went from zero to bankruptcy.
Unbelievable.
But there's another reason is that if I had a successful antibiotic, that the antibiotic, what the and you were going to make money for a while. The other companies can come in and alter the formula, basically, of the chemistry and be your competitor. So nobody wants to. Then what does that add to? That now brings in the lawyers to have a lawsuit. So antibiotic discovery is vulnerable to being invaded by another company. And then ahead would have the added cost of the lawyers. And then nobody makes any money. So now we know why it's very rare to have a new antibiotic. But I've said all that to say I discovered one. I don't know how well I'm going to do with this, but I'm. And what's interesting is that the one that I've discovered actually is found in it's a food substance, and it's found in our diet. All fruits, all vegetables found throughout nature, but in a dose, effective dose, it can be effective against a broad spectrum antibiotic, which I have. It also is effective against biofilms, which is the main reason why antibiotics have resistance, why bacteria have resistance. And it also has a another component is that it not only controls the infection, but it also can restore the tissue that's been damaged.
Wow.
No, but
Now,
I have.
golfers, let's bring it in a little tighter, drilling down a little deeper. Craig teaches golfers every single day. He's a master instructor. And Bob, Dr. Bob knows all the history of all of it out there for golf and the PGA of America and all that. You spent a lot of time in the golf space and have patents in the golf space. Wrote an amazing book about putting in the golf space. But when you're looking at what you've created here and we narrow it down to golfers, do golfers need this and why do they?
Well, another aspect of it has to do with I have a patent that it reverses arthritis in a mammal joint, and so golfers are usually vulnerable to aches and pains and musculoskeletal problems, so I
And we
think.
talk about arthritis a lot with golfers. You've talked about it with Tiger Woods. He's got arthritis in all these joints automatically by medical definition. When a golfer has arthritis, whether they even know they have it or not, how can your product help them?
Okay, well, it would only help them in the early stage. It won't help it for the end stage where you have bone on bone. You're probably going to be a candidate for a total joint procedure. But in the early phases, this can be a benefit because one, it reverses the inflammation. And all arthritic drugs or pills reverse inflammation. But to my knowledge, I have the only one that restores the cartilage. And I've got,
Really?
yeah. And I've got
All right, now wait a
evidence.
minute now. Let's get down here now. Where do they go to get this? If you're going to restore cartilage, folks, you're going to want this product. Where do they go?
Let me just say that my studies have were done in animals because no human would allow you to biopsy their joint after treatment. So it's impossible to get a human study. But you can go to DRLANNY, Dr. Lanny, D, all small letters, health, drlannyhealth.com. And I believe you'll be able to see where that you can get that.
Now, when you look at golfers and you look at their injuries and you look at how they play the game from the professional tours, I saw all of these black, they stuck on their legs, arms, wrist, out at various tours that I've covered recently. What are these things doing on their body? They're like black
It's
strips.
like a tape. They're like a
That's a
tape.
tape. What is that?
Well, there's I believe, a good theory that your sensation of your skin can affect a musculoskeletal function. And it's actually has a scientific name,
Okay.
tactile edge orientation processing, which is kind of a fancy name, but basically it tells you that what you're feeling with your hands can tell you where that extremity is in space. And so actually I had my patents on golf grips and golf gloves, all which were never commercially successful, are based on that theory. So I think that's something that we're going to hear more and more about is how the skin actually can tell you what we call proprioception, means where you know your armed hand or whatever is in space. And then I used to joke with the players, I'd tell them that you got more skin in the game than you know.
Dr. Bob and Craig, question for Dr. Lanny. I mean, listen to this medical information for arthritis and then his new antibiotic work. Dr. Bob, question for Dr. Lanny.
Well, Lanny, Dr. Lanny, I look upon a nugget today as sort of a sideways to try to ask a question of you. This is the date in history that Kathy Whitworth won her 88th victory in her career. And I got to think a woman in her situation found some genes that she was able to use, even maybe had injuries over the years and different things, but she was able to sustain her career to that level. Sam Snead did it in different ways. Gary Player is a fanatic when it comes to fitness. I just wondered if you could sort of speak for those special people that sort of stand out in golf history for what they've done to
Yeah.
get to that level, to get to that level.
Well, obviously, part of it could be just if they never worked out at all, just genetically were naturally talented, but they have to avoid injury. And I think avoiding injury may have to do with knowing your body better and what it can take and the tolerance. Some people are obsessive compulsive about hitting golf balls, which I don't know if you had 2,000, if that's going to be better than 1,000. So I think they probably were people who knew their body better than the next guy and knew how to avoid injuries or whatever and still maintain good golf function.
Okay.
Craig, question for Dr. Lanny at all? Oh, I think Craig had to get off to teaching. He shoved off to teaching, just shoved off. Dr. Lanny, thank you so very much. It's always such a pleasure to have you on. I'm going to give you the final word, though. What do the folks need to do? What do the golfers need to do? What's your best advice? Make a radio house call for us as a preeminent orthopedic surgeon, medical doctor, researcher, inventor. Give us something we need to do, work on, or be a part of.
Well, I don't. I think the issue is that probably being limber or having a good range of motions of all your joints. I think what happens most golfers just left the office, got in the car, and put their shoes on out of their trunk, and then go out and start hitting a golf ball.
Hoping for an out of the car par, right?
Yeah, right. And so
Not
I think
happening.
even on your days that you're not playing golf, probably to do a series of exercises. I think that one of the series on the internet of good liberty exercises. The United States Air Force, I think, has a on
Wow.
the and it deals with all of your functions, not only to touching your toes, but rotational things. And I notice on the tour, you'll see that the golfers will rotate their body a great deal, right and left, with exercises, and bend down to touch their toes on an oblique angle. So
Okay.
that agility is important.
All right, you want to go to Dr. Lanny, DrLanny, Dr. Lanny Health. It's all one word, drlannyhealth.com. Get on over there, find out what you need, get it, order it, bring it in, and we have one of the finest doctors, as I said, in American history with us. And Dr. Lanny, thank you so much for being with us. And I know you're headed back soon to your beloved Michigan, and
Out of the heat.
out of the heat of the high desert. And we're 100 and some here in Phoenix as well. Bob will be hot and humid down there in Florida during the summer. So maybe we're all going to make a trek up to Lake Michigan. Who knows, right? It's absolutely
Okay.
gorgeous there, right?
It sure is.
All right, Dr. Lanny Johnson, there he is joining us. And thank you so much,
Okay. Thank you, Ray.
drlannyhealth.com. Talk
Thank
to you
you.
soon, Dr. Lanny. Talk to you soon.
Pleasure. Bye-bye.
All right, Dr. Bob, last word for you. We have about 1 minute left. Give it to me.
Well, I got to think that those that are most comfortable at Quail Hollow will perform well at Quail Hollow. And that's what I think is comes back from a history of events they've had over the years. And it's interesting to me that it's the third longest of the current players that events they've had on the tour. Torrey Pines is leading at 76-25. This is just in ranked third right now. So I think those that are comfortable with it and can meet those requirements, it's a different type of par 71, I guess, and it's 76-26. So we'll see. But that's my
We're
view. My view, and I just still think Europe has the edge.
well, we're going to be right in the middle of the PGA Championship. You can watch all of the coverage and listen to all the analysis and everything from Dr. Bob and Craig, and I will be coming to you this coming Saturday morning on Great American Golf. Don't forget about that. Watch my television show on thegolfnewsnet.com. Thegolfnewsnet.com. There are new shows coming, and there are several new shows coming. You're going to be surprised at the guests that are coming your way on Match Play with Ray Adams. And if you go to the radio tab, you can listen to this show, the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, this coming Saturday, the Great American Golf Show, by going to the radio tab on thegolfnewsnet.com. That's where it all is. From there, the Golf Newsnet pushes these radio podcasts, Bob, up to iHeart and Spotify and Pandora and Amazon and Apple and all these other great places where you love to listen. So make sure you download your various apps. You can listen in the car safely, and you can listen on demand to all the shows. And I want to thank one more time the Epson Tour and congratulate Sophia Popoff for her great win at the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic yesterday. And of course, that interview here, and there'll be more to come in the future, I know. And if you're heading to Arizona and you want to get up in the mountains, Bob, you want to go to the Matozel Hotel and Casino, the friendliest casino in Arizona, the Matozel Hotel and Casino. I love it there. And I know when I come down to see you in Florida, you're going to get me down to a hotel and casino, probably down there, right?
It's a little further away from me as a casino.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Yes.
We'll jump in the car and figure it out. All right, there he is, Dr. Bob Denny, Craig Renshaw, and Dr. Lanny Johnson. I'm Ray Adams signing off on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Back with you this Saturday on Great America.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic T-holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.